Good morning. Good morning. Please let us prepare for service this morning. John, could you close those back doors for us, please? Amen. Amen. Good morning again, folks. It's so glad to have you here in God's house this morning. It's so glad to be able to worship again another day. And what a blessing it is, a blessing that we could get up this morning and come and worship the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, this morning I want to say welcome to all our visitors this morning. Now, if you are a visitor, would you just raise your hand? Just raise your hand. Amen. Now, this dear lady back here, she tells me she used to be a member of our church back in, was it 2019? And she has come back to visit her. Amen? Amen. And it is so glad to have you with us today. And tell me your name one more time. Monica Windyberg. Amen? It's good to have you, Monica. Good to have you. And may God bless you. And we hope that you will return with us. Amen? Amen. So, this morning, if you would please stand at this time. Stand with me this morning. Stand with me this morning. And I want to pray with you this morning, and I want to use a prayer from, well, I thought I had it marked in here in my book. Randy, did you move my spot off of my this thing here? Amen. Amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Let us bow. And if you would, hold hands with somebody. We praise and thank you, O God, for you are without beginning and without end. Through Christ, you created the whole world. Through Christ, you preserve it. You made the day for the works of light and the night for the refreshment of our minds and our bodies. Keep us now in Christ and grant us a peaceful evening, a night free from sin, and bring us up to at last to eternal life. Through Christ and his Holy Spirit, we offer you all glory and honor and worship now and forever. And let the church say, amen. 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 Now, while you're still... Today is the last part of that class. Today is day five. It's a five-week class. What I'm asking the congregation to think about, and I'd like to do this, and I know you've done this before, we want to be able, starting, I'm going to say sometime in November, and I'm picking the third Saturday in November. Third Saturday. If we could meet here at the church, if you can, about 10 o'clock, and we go out, and we out in our neighborhood, and we meet our neighbors. Amen? Does that sound like something that you're scared to do? I was. But you know what? The Lord, he was with us when we went out, and he took care of us. So I'm asking you to come out and help us to meet our neighbor, you know, so we can plant some seeds in this neighborhood. Amen? We want to plant seeds, and that's what I'm asking you to do. Okay, that's two. Well, actually, I got 3 points in them today. Okay? Now. Okay? Well.
Again, we're marching to Zion. Come, we that love the Lord, and let our joys be. sweet accord, one in a song with sweet accord, and thus around the throne, and thus around the throne. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God. But children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching on Zion, the beautiful city of God. The hill of Zion yields 1,000 sacred sweets. Before we reach the heavenly field, before we reach the heavenly field, or walk on golden streets, or walk the golden streets. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Congregation, please be seated.
Bow with me in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we come at this time. We come knowing that there are needs. We come knowing that you fulfill our needs. We ask, Lord, that you open our hearts so that we may be the generous givers that you desire. Help us to joyfully give and give generously. And Lord, we ask that you take our tithes and offerings and use them to further your kingdom here on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings.
is from John 14, verses 15 to 21. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. May you be seated.
Thank you.
Heather is going to get the little ones to come forward. Would you bow with me? Pray with me again, please. Right where you are, if you would bow, let us pray. Gracious Master. Oh, Lord, how we need you. How we need you, Lord. Each one in this sanctuary needs you, Lord. I need you. We ask, Lord, that you would send your peace and your comfort, most of all, your blessed Spirit among us, so that we may know and we may understand your word, that we may be doers and not just hearers, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you. This word that you gave us this morning, this is the word that we must live by. This is what you want us to live by. And we ask that you would bless it as it goes out. And Lord, I pray that they would look beyond me, hide me behind the cross, oh Lord, and let them see Jesus. Let them forgive me of my stumblings and my other faults, Lord, and help me to get this message across. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Boy, you got a parcel of them this morning, don't you?
Today we're talking about the commandments, and we're talking about love. And do y'all have a pet?
Yes.
What kind of pets do y'all have?
Dog.
A dog. And how? You have a cat? Okay. Well, I don't have cats, and I've never been raised around cats, but I've always been raised around a dog. And what's one thing that the dog is always so what when you come home? They're happy. They're just so excited to see you. And can the dog tell you that he loves you? No, but how does he show you that he loves you? He's happy when he sees you, right? He's always wagging his tail and bringing you maybe toys and licking you. Maybe sometimes too much, right? Yeah, like the annoying one, but that's okay. So today we don't always know how we can show love or do things that are love, but to say that we love Jesus sometimes isn't always enough. Well, it is enough, but sometimes we need to do more. And what are ways that we can do to maybe show, instead of just saying that we love Jesus, I guess is a better word. So how can we show Jesus that we love him? Believing him?
Trusting
him? Can we be nice to other people?
Yes.
Can we do things for other people? Like maybe making beds, or maybe helping mom cook or dishes, or being nice to our brothers and sisters? Yes. Okay. Well, I wanted to show y'all that I care about y'all, and I wanted y'all to be able to show that you cared about somebody special. So I brought roses today, and I want you to take this. You don't have to necessarily give them today, but I would give them either today or tomorrow to someone that's special, right? So everybody's going to take one of these roses, and then you can give it to a special person to show them that you love them today, besides just tell them that you love them, okay? And then I brought y'all something, and I'll give y'all outside in the room. Okay, so let's say a prayer. Heavenly Father, we are quick to tell you that we love you, but we know that we need to show you. Help us to show our love for you, just as you show your love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, guys.
Amen. In today's message, we want to talk about something that is very close to our Lord's heart, something that he talks about and preaches and teaches about in his word, and that is on the subject of love. And a lot of us, we look at this love thing a different way. We look at it as this and that, but Jesus looks at it a whole different way. And we're going to take a look at that in those scriptures that we read this morning, John 14, verses 15 through 21. Our title this morning is, If You Love Me. If You Love Me. When I was courting my wife, one of the requirements was I would come down there with a whole bunch of my friends because I didn't have a car. You know, and one of the things she said, if this is going to go on any further, you know, and you're going to have to get you a car. You're going to have to get you a car. If you love me, like you say you do, you'll get me a car and we can quit going around, you know, with your friends, you know. So I went out and got a car. I went out and bought a 68 Camaro. A 68 Camaro, 3-speed on the column. Okay? Now, just picture that car for a minute. A 3-speed on the column. I still know the pattern, by the way. And this was the best car. And I tell you, it was awesome. But anyway, the Lord tells us this. You see, it's easy to say that we love Jesus. Amen? It's easy because he's so kind and he's so gentle and he's so lowly and humble. He literally gave his life. He traded his life so that we could experience eternal life and salvation. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. Obedience is hard. Amen? It's hard. You know, following the commands of our Lord to love, to forgive, extend mercy is all so difficult. But what we're going to learn is he gave us a helper. Amen. Thank God for the blessed Holy Spirit. And I pray that he will help us today. The Holy Spirit and through the enabling power of this Spirit, we can enter into a life of giving and sacrifice. All right. And sacrifice. So think on that for a minute. Now, obedience is hard, but that's all right. You see, like I said, it's easy to love the Lord when things are going right. Amen. When that bank account is full and all your bills are paid and your kids are doing good at home and your family's all right. Oh, it's easy to love him then. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how. But just wait. Just wait. Wait till the bank account gets low. Wait till one of them kids start acting crazy. Wait till the bills become due and you can't pay them. Uh-oh. Then we go off in the other direction, you know. So, as we're going to see in these passages for today, there are several good points to be learned as we follow Christ and learn more about the unfailing love of the Father for his dear children. You see, and like I said before, love's a very funny thing. It's complex, it's multifaceted, and it can mean different things to different people. And sometimes it can be very challenging to define it in a single sentence or a statement. However, at its very core, love is an intense feeling of affection, attachment, and care towards something or someone. Now, this first point I want to emphasize is, loving Jesus means, listen to me, loving Jesus means obeying his commandments. And this comes from John 14 and 15. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you with you forever, the Spirit of truth. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll do what I tell you. Amen. You'll obey me. You'll follow my rules and not your own way. You see, sometimes we got this idea that we think we're smarter than God. We think that our way is the best way. And I got to tell you something, folks. When you get to the point when you decide that your way is better and you don't bother to ask God for any help in your decision, I'm going to tell you right now from experience, you are headed down troubled road. Amen? Some of you have probably already experienced this. You must have the Lord involved in your decisions. So you see, loving Jesus is not just having a warm and fuzzy feeling about him. It's about obeying his teachings and living according to his will. And folks, we got to do this through the good times as well as the bad. You know, and that's why loving him can be so difficult. So if we're honest with there are days, and this applies to me too, if we're honest with ourselves, there are days, weeks, and years, and I'm going to tell you, sometimes we just don't want to obey. Amen? We want to do what we want to do. And we're not interested to hear what the Lord has to say for us. We don't want to stay on the path of Christ. We got better ideas and better interests. But Jesus is reminding us today that if we truly love him, then we'll listen to him. We'll listen to him. But Pastor, it's hard. It's so hard. I can't do it. He's telling me to do things. I just can't love that person. I don't like that person. I don't want to be around that person. You know. And what about the fact that my flesh creeps up on me all the time and has me doing all kind of weird things and wants me to go to all these strange websites and stuff? What about that? What about those things? How can I have this love and follow Jesus? You see, the good thing about these questions is that our Lord, he has the answer for these, for those difficulties as well. And that answer is found in John 14, 16, and 17. He says in 16, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." You know, sometimes I believe we believers, we're so powerless in front of the enemy and we run and get scared. It's because we don't know what we really are. Amen? We haven't really looked to see that who we are and what's inside of us. What you have inside of you is greater than anything in this world, and that is God's Spirit. Why do we need to be afraid? Because our Lord, he is truly, truly with us. You know, the second point of that the Lord wants us to learn from this scripture is the Holy Spirit, he helps us to love and obey Jesus. I have a hard time loving you, brother. I can't stand you, as a matter of fact. I just don't like you. I don't like the way you look. I don't like nothing about you. You know, now I'm saying that just to say all of this. It's hard unless you have the Holy Spirit with you to guide you. The Holy Spirit empowers us to love and obey Jesus. He gives us the strength and wisdom that we need to follow his teaching. And the Holy Spirit helps us to discern between right and wrong. You see, the believer will always know what to do because the Holy Spirit inside you will tell you, "Ted, that's wrong. You don't need to go to that website. That's wrong." You know, and you, he tells you, say, "Don't go there," because he loves you. And this is how that he helps us to get through and to follow and obey Jesus. But sometimes we're hard-headed. We want to do things our own way, and we end up digging just a big old hole for ourselves that the Lord has to get us out of. You see, and through the Holy Spirit, we can have a real intimate experience with Jesus, and it helps us gives us the ability to live out his commands. This Spirit is an amazing gift to us. It's something we often forget about as we go about in our lives and we do this and we do that, you know. But think about this. The Spirit is with us and in us. And there's a couple of Bible verses that I want to share with you to help you understand that the Holy Spirit is living within you. And if you would, if you got a pen, write these down, because I think these are very, very important. And you can go back and meditate and study on these during your Bible study times. And this will help you to draw closer to the Lord. The first one comes from book Romans chapter 8 and verse 9. It says this: "You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God is in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ." Now that is very important to remember, because if you are one who does not have His Spirit, then you don't belong to Him. You see, the Holy Spirit marks you. When you become a believer, the Holy Spirit seals you. He seals you and He puts His mark on you. And He knows, God knows that you belong to Him. And the second one comes from Galatians 4:6. Galatians 4:6. Chapter 4:6. "Because you are His sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. And that Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father." Have you ever been in your worst condition at night on your knees, and all you can do is holler out, "Father, Father, Father"? That's all you could say. Hearts broken, torn apart by whatever. Call out. You know what? I believe that when we are at our worst and down at our lowest, that's when he hears us. And He says, "Okay, Ted, He's finally reached the end of his rope, so now maybe He'll listen to me." You know, sometimes the Lord got to slap some of us side the head pretty good to get us to figure out what's going on. You see, these verses, those two verses that I gave you, they emphasize the idea that the blessed Holy Spirit dwells in believers, and that through the Holy Spirit, we are connected to God and we are empowered to live a life that honors Him. Honors Him. And these verses also remind us that we are not alone, and that through the Spirit, we can enter into the self-giving, sacrificial love shared by the Father and His blessed Son. And my third and my last point is this, about the lessons in this, our scripture, is that the Father loves those who obey the Son. The Father loves those who love and obey His blessed Son. And that comes from John 14:18-21. And let me read it for you. It says, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. And before long, the world will not see me anymore. But you will see me, because I live. You also will live. And on that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. And the one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them." You see, Jesus promised us He's not going to leave us alone. I just want to backtrack a little bit in the context of this. His disciples were heartbroken, because He was telling them that He was going away. And the one that they had been with, that they had seen do miracles, that they had loved, and He had healed, and now He's leaving? Going where? Where is He going? And Jesus tells them, He says, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I'm going to send somebody. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to be with you. I tell you, that is awesome, folks. That ought to make your heart jump this morning, to know that you are not alone. Amen? No matter what you're going through, you're not alone. You have the blessed Holy Spirit leading you and telling you to hold on to the hold on to the Lord. So, you see, Jesus' love for us is the foundation of our love for Him. We can love Him because He first loved us. 1 John 4:19. It is because of this love that we can experience the redemptive and eternal love of the Father as well. Do you think the reason why God chose to lift you up out of the miry clay was because of your good looks? Do you think it was because of all the money that you have? Do you think it's because of what you have and the car you drive and your social status? The Lord sees us, all our righteousness is like filthy rags. Amen? That's what the Bible says. There is nothing good in us, but we serve a God who is righteous and he is merciful. He chose to save wretches like us. And that ought to make you very, very happy. Who else would give their life for such a world that doesn't love him? But he truly loved us. It is because of this love we can experience the redemptive and eternal love of the Father's will. And as we experience and receive Jesus' love, we are empowered to love him in return and to share his love with others. This is your ultimate commission. This is the call on our lives. You think you don't believe that the Lord has a call on your life? He surely does. And that call is this: to love others as we have been loved, and to invite everyone that we have a chance to share this amazing gospel. As I close and to sum it all up, those who keep the commands of Jesus love Jesus and are therefore loved by the Father as well. The Father loves those who love and obey his Son. And loving Jesus is not some abstract good feeling one day on Sunday morning and then after you leave church it all goes away. This love is demonstrated through our very obedience to what his commandments. It's empowered by his Spirit and it's rooted in his love for us. And remember this. Remember this when things get to going difficult and going left. We have been given an advocate and helper to assist us when things get difficult. So, as God knew, he knew we needed help. He knew that we needed one another. And he knew that we need his blessed Son, Jesus. So this coming week, may we all seek to love Jesus more deeply and to live out his teachings in our daily lives. And as we do this, we will experience the joy and peace that comes from being in a loving relationship with him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. We thank you for loving us, for saving us and empowering us. We thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit to help when things get too hard. Grant us the strength we need to follow your command throughout this life and into the next. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As we prepare for our invitation this morning, I want you to think real hard about God's word this morning and remember what he said in his word. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my command. And think about that. That's very important in your walk with the Lord. You can't walk this journey alone, folks. You know, I don't care how hard you try, what you think. You need the Lord. You need the Holy Spirit living and walking with you. So this morning, the altar is open for anyone who wishes to come and say, Lord, I've been doing it the wrong way. I want to do it the right way this morning. I want to follow you. I want to give you all that I have. You know what? When I say that, give you all that you have. You know what the Lord really wants from us? He's got all the money. Amen. You know what he really wants? He wants you. He wants your life. He wants you to dedicate your life and to say, yes, Lord, I'll follow you no matter what. The altar is open for all who wishes to come.
You stand for our hymn of invitation. He lives.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever Lord may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need it, he's always near.
He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along my narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to him all. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives in my heart. In all the world around me, I see his love and care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy past. Appearing will come at. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives,
he lives,
salvation to him more. You ask me how I know he lives.
He lives in my heart.
Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, he lives, but Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to him heart. You ask me how I know he lives.
He lives
within my heart.
That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The great Thanksgiving.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, he broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ is died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ and one with each other, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Communion stewards, would you please come forward? As we always do, we'll ask you to come to the rail from the back, back row. But I want you to, if you're having mobility issue, we don't mind bringing the communion to you. Amen? Because we don't want anybody to fall. So we don't mind. So if you're having trouble walking, please let us bring the communion to you. Amen? Amen. Now, in the back row, on this side and that side, would you please come? And please, don't forget about the agape offering baskets that are up here at the altar. Amen. And we want to take it all together. So when you come to the rail, we want you to wait until everybody is ready to take it. This is his body that was broken for you on the cross. Take and eat. Amen. And this is his blood that was shed for you on the cross and for many for the remission of our sins. Take and drink all of it. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And after you've finished, you've made a peace at the altar, that you may return to your seats.
You all right, brother? All right? Amen. Good to see you.
Grace in the mansion, bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk this pilgrim pathway, here to over the sky, traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated. Amen.
Let's continue to think. Let's continue to remember. And
I want to do something. I just forgot, hon. What is your name, dear lady? I apologize. I saw you come in, and we just want to recognize. Are you're a visitor, right? Okay. Would you like to tell us your name and just a little bit about you? Okay, hold on.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
My name is Chinyere, which means a God's gift.
Amen.
Short for Chichi. I'm originally from Nigeria. And I lived in Michigan Now I live in Texas, around this area. My foundation, my parents were Methodists, so I decided to come here to come and worship with you.
Thank you. Amen.
And I feel the presence of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
I am thankful. And I pray that the Lord hears all the prayers offered here in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, dear sister. Thank you. We're so glad to have you. Thank you. Okay. One last thing, and then we get to go check on the Cowboys. Oh, that's tonight, isn't it? Okay. Carolyn, could you please come down, please? Yes. Could you please come down? Well, he didn't do nothing. Not a thing. We're so thankful for Carolyn. Amen. She is awesome. And she's always giving me advice back behind the pulpit there. Always. And I really don't mind. And you know why? Because she's paying attention. Amen. And we're so, so thankful for Carolyn. And we just thank the Lord for blessing us with her. Amen? Amen? Amen. God bless you, sister. We just wanted to say thank you. We love you, all right? Amen. Amen. All right. No, no, you're not in trouble, girl. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you please stand with me, please? Hold someone's hand if you can. Hold someone's hand if you can. I'll hold your hand. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, how you blessed us today. How you love us and how you look out for us. We ask, Lord, that as we leave this place and go to our different destinations, that the Holy Spirit would go before us and prepare the way for us, Lord, and empower us to be the believers that we ought to be, and help us, Lord, to always remember what you told us. If you love me, that we keep your commands. We thank you, Lord, for all you do and all that you're going to do. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen.
Our closing hymn is Give Thanks.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks.
God bless you, brother.
Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. And now let the weak say I am strong, let the poor say I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now
God bless you,
let the weak say I am strong, let the poor say I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ.
We are praying every day that the Lord will make you
go in peace.
God bless you.
I thought, oh, there you are. I said, I thought
I saw her. Oh. Amen. Amen. I better get back at this door. God bless y'all, all right? God bless you. We love you. Amen. Amen. God bless you, sister. God bless you. We ain't worried about them chiefs today. We're worried about them cowboys.